When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here.
Hello everyone,
y'all.
And welcome to
we
another
got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. Allie is out sick, so today I've got a special guest, Crosby Fitzgerald. We had a super fun time just shooting the shit. You know Crosby from Palm Royale, The First Lady, Abbott Elementary, and more. So buckle up, take a seat. Y'all already know it's going to be wild. We're talking about sister wives. We're talking about parties. Enjoy it. So Allie is out sick with a migraine, y'all.
Ooh.
We hate that.
Well, she's got to get one of those
lobotomies.
She has got two.
Okay, now is it the magic hour where you are?
Yeah.
I'm asking because I'm seeing that sun setting.
And I'm up on a hill.
Oh, and that's nice.
Let me just show you.
Would love.
I mean, that's not really. Well, don't look at that. My window.
It was quite dirty and there was a handprint. Okay.
Cut the tape.
Frisky.
I just moved in.
I just moved into my place.
No.
Okay. You tell me your story first.
Well, I think I have mice.
I think I have lice. Where did you move in from? The street.
Yeah, no, pretty much. Where was I? Oh, I was house sitting in Glendale for like 4 months.
Oh my God. Rent, they paid you to live
rent
there?
Free and they paid me.
Oh my God. That's tight.
And they had a bathtub the size of a hot tub.
And they had a bathtub.
Y'all, they had a bathtub.
That's huge. Was it a jacuzzi?
No, but like,
who's got a bathtub that size?
I don't know. Can't tell you.
Wow.
Can't even tell you who it is. No, it's not fit, but they are cool.
Wow.
And they do cool like stuff.
Oh, so a creative director?
What's it called? Set design.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And cinematographer couple.
Jesus Christ.
And they travel together.
I bet they have a great brand.
They do.
Their socials must be on point.
You know what's even cooler? They don't even care about that stuff.
Oh my God.
I know.
Wow.
And they like good music. You know what I mean? Like actually good.
Yeah. They're cool.
Yeah. But they're like cool. Actually cool.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm in awe. I would love to be these types of people.
Yeah. No, I kind of invite myself over sometimes and they're like, okay.
Is it a standalone house?
It's a standalone house. With a back and a front yard.
Oh my God. So for 4 months, you've just been out there.
Luxuriating.
In Glendale.
Yeah, and there's a man across the street. He's about 100 and he smokes about a pack a day and he says hey to me. But that's not my life anymore. It's like, it can be. It's almost not. And that's why I did it. Mm-hmm. You got to see it to believe it.
That's right. Manifest.
You got to manifest. And I just was in there and I said, this is your life.
This is my closet. This is my bed.
This is my tub.
Now, did they have animals?
Well, they used to have Gus, God rest his soul.
What happened?
Old age.
Okay, bring it up. Bring up some sad things.
That's how we.
Yeah.
I've been trying to cry on the spot.
Ooh, want to try?
Okay. Wait, but I'm doing really bad at. I just heard
Okay.
that Margot Robbie can like decide which eye a tear falls out of, and I'm like, I gotta learn to do that. And then,
Okay, hang on.
hold on. Wait, be serious.
Okay, I am. I'm just saying, like, you would love Allie. We gotta do a triple threat one
I would
time. Okay.
love. Okay. Hold on.
Okay, hold on. Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD, and I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace, and each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/yallgay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/yallgay, spelled BABBEL.com/yallgay.
Rules and restrictions may apply. I can't do it.
That's bad though.
I know we're as trained actors,
I know
we
it's
should be
like,
able to do this.
how can I compete? I mean, I can't.
I can't
Why would
compete with
they?
Margot Robbie.
So what's the point?
I almost cried last night.
Well,
And
why?
that's
Hold on.
on. Well, I was doing a voice like this. Try it.
I was going.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That one word is exactly like that. And we all know this person. We all know this person. And before.
Okay, what's crazy is before when
Hurts.
it hurts, but too, I was doing it all day at my house, no problem. And then I got on camera.
And
And I'm
you've
overthinking it.
I know. No, this is actually
What a great practice. But I was doing that
a big
yesterday with a
thing.
friend, and we were having a nice laugh. And then my friend left, and I got a little teary-eyed about it. I don't know what
Wait.
happened. Must be
Wait.
unwell. My friend and I were just hanging out doing the voice.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Sounds like the cry had nothing to do with the voice.
I don't
It
think
maybe
it did.
sounds like you got lonely.
It sounds like something guttural. I think maybe my voice,
Yeah.
my
Oh,
body was like,
it tapped into something.
yeah.
Well,
Oh, I'm
over here. I'm over here. Got it.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
if I start talking about if we get into conversation about something, and
And it's sad.
I have like, yeah, and it's sad. And if I don't expect it, I can cry.
Same.
And I'll cry immediately about something sad. I'll be like,
Oh, 100. You know what I used to tap into, which is really fucked up? In my 20s, I was engaged, if you can believe it.
What?
Cha-ching! And to a woman, to a
Whoa.
woman.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Come on, you know. You think I was ever with a man?
Some people have to do that first.
Some people do. Did you have to do that first?
Yeah.
I don't know your business.
Oh yeah, it's
Are you
I've
bisexual?
done it all. I've done it all, honey.
Hey, there's nothing I have not done.
You don't want to know what I've
Yeah,
seen.
well, sit down. Ask your mom if you can hear this. But I used to cry watching 101 Dalmatians after the breakup because we knew it was over. We both knew. We're like, this just doesn't work. We are not in love. And
you're giving up on you.
And I cried in the shower and Grey's Anatomy was on.
Was she there in the house?
Yeah, she was there.
That's sort of the most, oh God.
That was a breakup.
The pre slash like during breakup time where you're both still, you're still kind of together. Yeah. And then you're like, you're still, you love each other. And so it's like the good times during the breakup are like poignantly like painful. Like you're just
and
like,
you're like, why isn't it always like this?
We're like, well, should we just do this?
But then when you do that, it gets real bad again. It's cuckoo. And nobody's talking about that.
No one says it how it is.
And that's it. What's what it is. Ooh, let me see if this will turn on.
I'm drinking a kombucha.
Oh, that's nice. I was wondering what it was. I thought it was like a Kool-Aid or a Big Red.
I'm sure you did.
I did. Hey.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I can say that.
Well, I know you can, but you're like, of course, you've got the brain of an elementary child. Rudimentary intelligence.
Also, like, not close enough to be like, yeah, I thought you would think that.
You might as well. We might as well start here. No, when we were breaking up, we like kind of like both realized it and we were in shock. And again, this is my early 20s, so not like it was yesterday. It's been a minute. And also your mental state's a lot different at that age. That's a big one. Jesus Christ. We went from tiny glass red kombucha cup to a massive. Okay,
this is my water.
And is that a Stanley or is that a Mount whatever?
It's a Yeti.
A Yeti. Okay. Cause Stanley and Yetis are very similar.
I know. I did have a Stanley, a fake Stanley.
This is my water, but it's empty.
Okay, see what I mean?
It's a big old 2-liter thing that says Bud to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me feel like a real man when I drink it around the house.
And that's right.
That's right.
And that's right.
Just the way Lord Christ wants it. But I used to tap into the 101 Dalmatian memory because we knew it was over. And, you know, there's always that shock. We were together for 5 years. You end it and you're like, oh, it's done. And we were hungry because we'd been crying and we lived in West Hollywood and we went to this really shitty, really expensive Italian restaurant and it was like 5:30 in the afternoon, evening. We were the only ones there. We spent $75 on bad pasta and we were like crying at this Italian restaurant. And then we got home, we split a joint, we put on 101 Dalmatians. And then the next day I moved into the other room until I moved out. But I just remember now whenever I watch 101 Dalmatians, I'm like, I can tap into that sad place.
Oh, you have it. The little key.
I have the key and it's Pongo.
Oh my God. Pongo.
Pongo. Oh boy. Pongo. Oh, and Gus, I will tap into that shit.
I had a acting teacher who would be like to show us, like, he's like, you got to have that. You got to have your Pongo basically.
Mm-hmm.
And his was like some key he had on his keychain and he never told us what it was, but he would show us and he would like pull out his keychain and hold this one key and then just be like, like completely break down and then he would stop touching it and be like,
oh my God.
And I don't have my Pongo.
I've got to reattach to my Pongo. Have you ever, do you know who Jet Eveleth is?
Mm-mm.
She is an LA based performer and improviser and clown. I knew her in Second City, but she will do these performances. She does this like one character. I don't know if it's a character, but it's a type of clown. It's not like Red Nose Clown. It's where you mirror.
I'm about to take a clown class myself.
Okay. I would love to get in the clown space. LA is real big on clowns right now.
Big
clown hotspot. But she did this really beautiful performance where I was laughing. hysterically. Mm-hmm. So whenever she would see me, her whole body would light up and she would laugh. And then if she looked at another person who was laughing, she would do that. But then there was this man who just was so uncomfortable that every time she looked at him, she would start crying on the spot, like real tears, not fake tears, and then would look at another person. And I was like, damn, this woman is talented.
Well, that's amazing.
Emotional intelligence, right?
And there. Do you think that means we have a bit of a block? A bit of a, there's gotta be something wrong with me that I can't, because I am emotional and sensitive as fuck. But mm-hmm. When I need to access it,
I think it's an ego blocker.
I think so. That's it. Mm-hmm. Why?
Why I have this ego blocker to protect me from harm. I don't need this.
Get rid of this.
Goodbye.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Now, I do have to ask before we continue this conversation.
Yes.
Did you do the painting behind you?
Yeah, this is one of my... No, I wish. No, you know what this is?
It looks like it's a cotton on fire, a tree on fire.
Mm, beautiful. You know what? If it is to you, that is what it is.
Well, from this angle, what is it? Tell me.
So it's like, you know, it's... What's art? The name of the... It's the art. It's not anything, but...
Abstract?
Yes, abstract. That's the word. But I have like a rash on my neck, by the way.
Okay. Related to the painting?
No, it's just sort of a redhead thing. And
okay.
When the weather gets cold, I get a rash on my neck.
Redheads, common if you relate.
They're like, that's seek help. Mm-hmm. My mom decorated someone's house when I was in high school. And she did a trade with this woman. And the trade was for this painting, which was based off of an essay that I wrote about all my high school friends.
Oh.
And so it's called...
And I thought it was Girl on Fire?
It's called... No, but it should be. It's called Girly Whirls.
Girly Whirls. Yeah, pick this up. Let me see it. Oh, that's a lot better. Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. Yes, I see it.
Quite
that's
nice.
Really cool. You have your own painting.
I have my own painting.
Wow.
Thanks.
Where are you from? Georgia, right?
Atlanta. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you go home for the holidays?
I did.
How was that?
You know what? Mm-hmm. No complaints. I have little 11-year-old identical twin sisters.
What?
Identical twin, 11-year-old.
They're 11.
Redhead sisters.
Whoa. Wow. This feels like a Disney movie starting.
Mm-hmm.
Or one.
Well, we are writing a movie.
Are you really with Disney?
with Disney. Can't talk about it.
Okay, well, divulge. Wait, you're writing a movie with your 11-year-olds?
Yes.
Sisters? Now, do they have names that rhyme?
No. What a... they were going to be called Charlie and Flynn.
Cute names.
Which I loved.
Yeah.
But then they were born, and I feel like this happens a lot, is like moms have a idea of what the baby will be named, and then the baby's born, and they're like, that's not my kid. You know? Yeah. So it's Charlotte and Elise.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I have 5 siblings.
You have 5? Is your mom Catholic?
We are Catholic, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because my grandmother's Catholic, and she had 9.
Oh.
9. You're 3 away.
Yeah, I know. We have... Wait, how many do I have?
Are y'all close?
Yeah, 5. We are close, yes. But the oldest is 44,
mm-hmm.
and the youngest is 11.
Wow.
And it's from 3 different sets of parents. So, there's that.
Cool.
But we're all very close and love each other.
That's awesome. That's very cool. So, okay. Anyways, back to reality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we met at our good friend Joanna's house.
Yes.
Around a pit fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe, I don't think anybody could hang with us at that conversation.
No. It was immediate.
Mm-hmm.
And scary immediately.
It was terrifying.
In a good way.
And there was someone there that was wanting to be our friend, couldn't hang. And I felt bad. And I felt
bad. I know. It's one of those things when you're like, when you're on a track and you're like, and you know, I'm one, you might be one too. At parties, you know, I'll look for the person who is trying to get on a track and I'll be like, well, let's
I'm on that track. Yeah. Are you Gemini? Yeah.
I'm Capricorn.
A leader.
I'm a leader.
Okay, I'm a Gemini.
Okay.
So well, you're Capricorn.
So you're
I'm a doer. I guess yeah. I'm a follower and you're the leader.
Exactly. And that's what happened.
And that's what happened. So we're hanging out at this party. I'm the same way. I don't want to be stuck with somebody who's not stuck.
But sometimes I have sacrificed myself. You know what I mean? I've been like, you know what? This person needs a friend. But this time
we were
on such a track and I was like, God bless you. I want
you to be on this track, but unfortunately we're on different trains.
Yeah. And we tried to get them on the track, you know,
mm-hmm. and they didn't want to,
they couldn't get on.
They didn't understand how to get on the track. Which, to be fair, if you don't know how to get on our track, we are not making sense. We weren't making any sense.
We're not making, I can't even recall one thing said except that.
No.
Once I said, what if I threw up right now?
That's what it was. Yes. It would have been so funny. We puked.
Just like, like in the middle of, and like, because the party was also kind of like cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Was it?
Because there were like cool people there.
Yeah.
And Joanna's like, cool. Joanna's got this recording studio.
Right. It's like, they were like, oh yeah, they were like musicians and they were like,
cool queers.
Yeah, everyone's like,
looking, everyone's giving the look with the,
you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, what if I threw up in the middle of this party?
Yeah. And then I said, that's the track.
And you're like, toot toot.
I like honed in. I said, okay, locked and loaded. Okay, Commander, wherever you want to go, I'm going to follow.
Also, Joanna and I immediately had a thing where she just was like, why are you here? Like, we had just met.
Oh, really?
And her joke was just like, Crosby, like immediately. And it was like, Crosby, where's my beer? And I just was like, yeah, that was a really fun track to be on. Because when you already feel new and you're like, oh, I'm not welcome here.
You didn't know them.
It's my first time meeting them.
Well, then why were you there?
I was there with Sarah.
I've met Sarah.
Miss Sarah Tapscott.
Yes, I have met Sarah.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. As if I know something's wrong with her.
Bless her heart. Now that's a funny girl.
So yeah, that's listeners. That's how we met. Also, I didn't tell you anything about the podcast, but it's just called Y'all Gay.
Oh, okay.
And it's two Southern queers talking about anything for anyone. Oh,
that's it.
Mm-hmm. We talk about anything we want.
Perfect premise.
Yeah. We first tried to do hot topics, popular culture.
Doesn't matter. No. And you'll come around to it anyway, naturally, doesn't it?
Sooner or later.
Fine.
Right? Like, I don't need...
No.
I feel anxious.
Okay.
I don't need to talk about that.
Nah.
Because pop culture, someone's going to be listening to this in a month, catching up, and they're going to be like, why are we, I don't care about this. Fast forward.
We already know. Also, it's like, unless you have like big opinions about, you know what I mean? Like Las Culturistas, that's what that's for. And we have that.
And we have that and we're grateful.
But we don't need any others because they do it perfectly.
And we're grateful. And I'm, you know, hey.
Hey, we love those boys.
We love those boys. We would love to be guests.
We would love to be guests. We know you had Kelly Clarkson last week, so isn't that incredible?
Isn't that incredible? Could you imagine being friends with Kelly Clarkson?
She's maybe one that I could imagine being friends with. You know what I mean?
She seems so nice
and normal.
But like a nice and not an Ella nice, an approachable
exactly.
Nice.
That's what I mean. Like.
I heard that during the strike, because she was still doing like The Voice or like a singing thing. Mm-hmm. She took all that money and used it to pay her staff that was affected by the strike. Grips, stop. Electricians,
Kelly,
the writers.
Where's she from?
The South, somewhere.
She might be a little sprinkle of right?
I think so. I'm going to find out where she should be.
Mm-hmm.
She's single. Why don't you make a move?
Is she single?
Yeah,
well, I know she's freshly divorced. Yeah.
She's freshly divorced. That doesn't mean she might be single.
That's right. What?
Fort Worth, Texas. So she's Southern.
I do remember her having that little twang on American mm-hmm. Idol.
Could you imagine that? Because who won that? Sanjaya?
Kelly won.
I thought Kelly got second and Sanjaya got number one.
No, Kelly got first. Justin Guarini got second.
Put me in my place.
I think Sanjaya got third or won another season.
Wow. How do you know all the Voice winners? That was 20 years ago.
Idol.
right.
And
have you ever been on it?
Yeah, I'm a great singer.
Have you auditioned?
No, you know what? This is like a crying thing too. It's like, maybe I fancy myself to just be good at stuff and then I do the stuff and I'm not good at it. Okay.
I'm actively trying to cry right now.
I see it. I see you. Well, another way people try and do it is just physically, like, hold your eyes open. And I can't look at you, though. Until your eyes are watering. And then kind mm-hmm. of go with that. While we're doing this, I'm going to keep my eyes open. While we're doing this, I'm going to tell a story.
Yeah. Go ahead. Listeners, we encourage you while you're listening, if you're driving, hold your eyes open till okay, they're getting a little watery.
The other day I babysit and I was thinking about, I was holding the baby and I've really fallen in love with this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, like, you know, when the littlest thing happens, he's just a baby. He doesn't know, like, even if I put him in his little seat and I go to the restroom for a second, He for all he knows, I'm gone forever. And then I come back and that big smile on his face. And I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, what if, like, I had to look at him while someone took him away. And see his little scared face. And then I thought I would have to try and make him feel calm. And so I would have to put on a happy face, actually, even though I was really sad.
It's heartbreaking.
Well, I was trying to, you know, get my pogo.
Your brain. You get your pogo.
What's his name?
Yeah, Pongo.
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 But it didn't work. Even now I can't.
It got close.
Because I was thinking about it. It got close.
You got close. I did see that. You got real close. I didn't turn on any lights and I regret that because the sun is setting in my apartment.
Well, you could go do it right now and I won't.
Well, I have this light here, but it just looks like a haunted house because it's from below. I just moved in.
Why?
To my
Where?
Place. Pasadena.
Shut up.
You're going to hate this. It's so romantic, my dog. It is. So first of all, I've had a gas leak in my previous place for a couple months.
Okay.
And we found out it was getting real bad and my landlord was not doing anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, one of my best friends, lives two bungalows away. It's six bungalows. Me, bungalow, my friend.
Stop.
It's standalone. It's one bedroom. My view, the mountains. I have an owl that lives across the street in a redwood. I have my own patio. Fenced in. I have a lemon tree. $100 more than I was.
No.
Under $2,100. And I have a garage and a dishwasher. I have a dining room, like an actual dining room. You'll have to come over to watch Sister Wives.
It makes
me sick to think about this.
It's also making me shudder a little bit while I'm
seconds so like from moving into what is literally a, I can't even describe to you how small this place is.
But is it an Echo Park, Silver Lake?
Yeah. But at what cost? I'll tell you at what cost. Too much.
Too much.
No
way
laundry.
Too much.
No parking. No yard.
I mean, I was paying a ding dong amount for this duplex in Highland Park. Great view. Always cold. Gas leaks. Might die. I could hear the man upstairs peeing. You ever heard your neighbor pee?
No.
Thank God.
I think I have a lesbian neighbor, though.
Have y'all made eye contact?
Yeah, we say hi. I mean, we're right across the way. She could even maybe even hear me right now. I can hear her dog.
God.
I can hear her dog all the time, tell you that much.
Oh, my God. What kind of dog?
It's like a little yappy thing. It's not little.
But it yaps.
Yappy. Yeah.
But it yaps.
It yaps.
Do you ever, like, kick the door as you walk by?
No.
Wham!
And, like, I can't even, like, when I see her and I pass it, I'm like, oh, hi. Like, I even, like, almost encourage the whole vibe. I'm like, keeping us safe.
Bark, bark, bark.
Like, I have no problem with barking.
Keeping us safe?
Yeah. I turn into, like, my mom. Like, I'm just like, thanks for your service.
Keeping us safe. I can't wait to say that to a dog.
Keeping us safe.
Appreciate it. You want to talk about sister wives?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
It started as a joke.
I know.
But I actually started rewatching it because of that conversation.
Really?
At Joanna's house. I'm going to tell you. You watch. Did you always watch?
No. I had a friend who loved it. And we would sort of talk about it. And then I dated someone who loved it. And we would sort of talk about it. And then I would like watch here and there. And then this latest season is when I was, because I was house sitting Glendale. So I had that channel or I had that surface.
Streaming. Yeah.
Yes. And I just binged it all and was just like,
it's
the greatest show.
Oh my God.
It's psychotic. And it's weirdly like, it's giving us everything we want with this season. Like the fact that all of the ones we want to be free are free
have been
now.
Yeah, no spoiler alerts, listeners. We're already letting you know. Oh no, we're going to give you spoiler alerts because I want to talk about it.
Listen, you should know this. Like,
it's season 18. It's been
on.
Yeah, yeah.
like tune in, babes.
Yeah, babe. But you already know it.
You go on TikTok once, and do you watch the reunion with that woman?
I'm getting ready to watch the reunion.
I haven't watched the newest reunion.
I haven't watched any. So basically, y'all, Cody.
That's what we should watch.
That's what we should do. A Sister Wives reunion talk.
Watch back. A
watch
and
back.
Talk.
A watch and talk.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know what they're called. I've never done it. But basically, Cody has like 5 wives. He's dwindled it down to 1 wife and 1 that just won't get a divorce. But he's actively telling this woman, Mary, who people think are gay, is gay, that he doesn't love her anymore.
And Mary, who definitely doesn't love him anymore, but is being sort of like pressured into this thing because the one wife left wants to have a sister wife so bad in this like twisted sick fantasy that she's obsessed with.
Yeah.
And Mary's sort of like, well, I'm not giving up. And Cody's like, okay, but you want to stay in the garage? You want to stay like upstairs
yeah,
in the
he's
attic?
Like, you can stay in the garage. It was his first wife. Yeah, sure. And she's just like, I don't know what's happening. It's like, you have autonomy over your own life. You could leave.
The funny thing about Mary maybe gay is like, remember the thing with her?
Tell me.
Was that a couple seasons back, there was some drama.
Wait, didn't she? She got catfished, right?
She got catfished by someone who she thought was a man, but it was a woman.
I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So, yeah, so I haven't seen it, but who is your favorite Sister Wife?
Janelle, I mean, obviously.
Janelle's number one. Christine.
Christine, yeah.
Mary Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Robin, fully.
Robin, I wouldn't even include.
It's crazy because in the beginning, when she first came on board, she was hot. And
oh, I thought like, that's what you were going to say.
Well, hot. Oh, are we talking favorite? Like, we're talking just favorite. Not like.
She was like hip and cool.
She was hip and cool and hot. And I liked her approach. Like, she was like, I love this family vibe. Like, I want to keep.
The peace
and like, and the honestly the others, Christine was being kind of crazy about Robin.
Yeah,
for sure.
But at the same time, Cody went on a week-long honeymoon with her
literally, and no one literally else got that.
No, so no. Right off the bat it was like,
and then he showed favoritism
right off the bat,
which is like the one thing you're just not supposed to do as a one of those guys
husband.
Yeah,
one of those husbands. could you ever do it?
No,
me either.
Not in a million years. Maybe if I like no, like I love the idea of it actually, of mm-hmm. like sharing childcare and like having my little girlies that I'm friends with or whatever, mm-hmm. and not having to be around the main all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm a jealous bitch.
Oh, same.
I can't help it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work on that. That's my pongo.
That's your pongo, working on your jealousy?
My pongo. Yeah.
Do you feel pressured in the queer community to be Polly?
You know.
Are you Polly? I didn't mean to assume. Okay. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No. I could not handle that.
No, thank you.
And I don't know. It's also Los Angeles. I don't know what you're scrounging around with.
I don't.
Are you getting tested?
Yeah. No one I have dated has wanted to do that, mm-hmm. or like been even wanted to be like open necessarily. Mm-hmm. So I've never really had to.
That's how I knew my engagement was over.
Because you were like, maybe we should. You both were like, maybe we should open this up.
We had like just moved to LA and like learned about the concept of an open relationship.
Engagement separate from first marriage?
I was never married. We never got married. Just engaged.
Okay.
Did I say wife? Ooh, slip of the tongue.
You said divorce or whatever.
No. So we moved to LA and then we heard about open relationships.
Mm. Classic.
Yeah. And it was like, wow. That's cool. And then she was like, I think we should do that. And I was like, uh-oh. I don't think we should. And then we got two disabled dogs.
And that's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's the same thing as
a distraction. Yeah, I couldn't handle that, Crosby. No. I would not be able to maintain any sort of dignity.
Yes, there's that part of it. And then me personally, and maybe this is the Catholic in me, but there's something.
I feel the same thing, the sanctity of a relationship between two people.
Like sacred, and it is hard, and that's what's cool is like you're both working on it together.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not the Catholic in you. Maybe it's the Catholic and the Christian in me.
But I know. You're like, that's not bad. That's
That's right.
Father, Son, and Holy
Life
Spirit.
Is pain. Life is pain. If you're having fun, it's bad.
Yeah. So, but no, I agree. It's the same. It's the same for me. It's like, yeah, I want to.
But no.
No judgment, of course.
No judgment.
No hate, no judgment. Just no hate,
because
me.
The people who do it right, who aren't just like using the title to be gross, but like, or to be, you know.
No, I know what you mean.
Cheaters.
And I'll double down on that too. Yeah, using the title to be gross. Nobody better come after Crosby, because y'all know exactly what we're talking about. We all have these dirty friends that are using it to be gross.
Yes.
And they're not even being upfront about it.
No. And I don't mean gross like sex is gross. I mean, you're being sneaky.
You're being too sneaky.
Or you're being power hungry. It's weird.
Or they're using it as a tool to make their partner jealous and hold them down in the relationship. Yes. And I'm like,
when you see people doing it right, like they're very by the book, they're very like structured and they're poly, you're like, that's pretty cool. You're like,
yeah,
good
I
for
see.
You.
Okay.
Not for me, but good for you.
Hey, not for me. Aren't you keeping us safe? Yeah. Good for you.
Keeping us safe.
Good. Keeping us safe. Would I like to have, but here's the thing too, I would think about being a sister. Being a sister partner.
A sibling.
A sibling. A sister sibling.
Isn't that weird? Like, it doesn't work when you like realize like
we're talking siblings. Sister siblings.
That are sleeping with the same man. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, I like my own house. I like my own space.
Right.
And granted, they all have their own individual nooks.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have their own homes. I'm not trying to have my own mortgage and my partner is splitting up my other half with four other women.
No.
I'm only getting a quarter and I gotta do 3/4 of the mortgage?
And help with her kids?
I don't think so.
No thanks.
Cody.
Also, he wasn't doing that right. Janelle's the only one on top of her finances.
That's another thing I find so hot.
I know.
When someone is on top of their finances,
wait,
I'm like,
wait.
Please. Okay.
Speaking of hot. Okay. You know how like in all of the reunion, whatever, Cody keeps being like, Janelle only sees me as a sexual object. She only sees me for my body. She only sees me as a hunk of meat that she can grip her. He always like says she's just horny for him. And I'm like,
I don't think so, man.
I'm like, I think you're horny for Janelle.
And she doesn't want.
And she's
anything.
Like. But I think she fucked. Like, you know what I mean? I think,
oh,
like,
she fucks.
What he's saying is like,
did you
just
see
she's sexually active doesn't mean she's obsessed with you.
Yeah, come on. Did you see the anniversary episode?
No,
where
I can't
they
wait.
They had an, okay, so they
I'm
were
gonna
on,
cry. I'm so excited.
So I don't want to give away any spoilers.
This
if you
makes
don't
you,
want.
What if this makes you cry?
Yeah. Basically, can I tell you a little?
Please.
Okay. So it's Cody and Janelle's big anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And the week before that, they had a really nasty fight.
Oh.
Have you
I
seen
remember
that?
This. Yes, I have.
And she's like, get the fuck out of my house. And he's like, fuck you. And like, he can't let her have the last word.
Yes. He's like, no, no,
no.
No one's grosser than him fighting.
Yeah.
No. Tell the world what I'm like.
Yeah. And he like peeks his head again through the door.
Yeah. He does. Literally what, like, toddlers, like, no, fuck you.
Yes.
That shit. And she got mad. Like, she never loses her temper, but she was, like, flying out of that couch. She was like, fuck you.
Yeah, she got mad that time. Real mad. I have looked up where they go eat, by the way.
That Mexican restaurant?
Yeah.
She was like,
oh, are y'all, hey, family. I would love to just sabotage a meeting.
Where do they live now?
Flagstaff, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it looks gorgeous. I don't know what Cody does. Because they always seem to have money.
I know. Well, all the wives have jobs, right?
I don't think Robin had a job. I think it was like Janelle and Christine.
I bet she doesn't.
I bet she doesn't. She's got a beautiful house.
A gorgeous home. You know what's awful is they're turning those girls against
each other
and the other wives,
but
those kids, like,
Janelle's, I mean, Robin's children.
They're gay. No, who's got the gay kids?
Mary's got a gay daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of Christines are kind of
queer. And one of them is dating or married to a trans man, correct?
Oh, did not know.
Well, yeah. What do you know?
Look at
they, God.
They did. All the kids are like cool.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I do love seeing the episodes where they're all like eating dinners together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is great. Oh, but the anniversary episode, they've just had this fight. So, you know, like when you fight with a partner and then you have like makeup sex?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yes. I do know that. Yeah.
Yeah. I've actually do that. Yeah. I've actually never really fought.
Oh.
What? I mean, I fought.
I was about to say the opposite. I don't think I've ever had like actual makeup sex. That was like in line with like, oh, a fight. And then now we're doing this because of that.
I've never had that. I've had like, well, I would say maybe I've heard about, okay. I've heard about it. Number one, that this is a thing, but I was also in a series of on again, off again relationships where we would fight, we would break up a week, maybe two would happen.
And when you get back together, it's like,
then you have sex, but I've never had like, we're going to fight. We're going to have our disagreement. And then we're going to fuck. Mm-hmm. I've never done that.
Mm-mm.
But I wondered if Janelle was just humoring him or if she was getting hers, because they go on this date and Cody's like, I actually feel very giddy.
Yeah.
I actually feel like a young man. And Janelle is like, I mean, we're going to go on a date and we're going to have fun. We'll see what happens.
I think.
And I'm like, interesting.
I think she just, because her whole outlook on the whole thing has always been very healthy, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, I knew we weren't getting along, like, but I knew, you know, we're married and that's what happens. And mm-hmm. I thought we'd find our way back eventually. And like, in the meantime, I'd do my thing and I'd take care of my kids. And
He would do his,
you know, she was never like angry until he started being belligerently awful.
Dick.
He's a bad person.
He's a bad person. He's dangerous to be around. He's dangerous. How is his employer watching this? And being like, yes.
I know. Well, maybe they don't need... Do they get money off this show?
They have to be getting money off
right.
of the show.
That's
now.
Why they keep doing it.
Right?
They have, they have to.
They have to.
They absolutely have.
If I was on a show like that for 18 seasons...
Check, honey. Those children better be getting spinoffs, I'll tell you that much.
That's what I needed to know. I would love to see Mary and her friend get a spinoff. The Cottage Life.
Oh, my God.
Because they have that Airbnb now.
Also, that they aren't a couple. But they just, they seem like, I mean, I know
I bet they
like
are.
Gays, we want to be like, yeah, come on. But.
I think, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
Well, I just think they have a beautiful sort of high school
friendship?
Type of obsessed love friendship that is cute. That maybe Mary never got to have.
Oh, that's a really wonderful outlook. And way to see this. And very healthy and nice, actually.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we can do what we can. Because I was like, no, it's her and her friend's husband and her friend.
Oh, like, they're she's, all.
Do you think? No, I like the high school thing. I like the high school thing.
Mary's not very emotional.
Mm-mm.
Mature, I'd say.
Would you say you are emotionally mature?
Not that much more than Mary, but
I really just
bit.
Sprung on a question, didn't I? And like, would you draft you?
Like, what do I say? Yeah, I actually do think I'm very. It's like
I don't
crazy.
Know why
like,
I asked that.
Like
that.
Doctors have told me I'm like very emotionally mature.
Yeah, yeah, no, like, yeah, yeah, I get that. I get that from you.
And like, you're too. Like, I can tell you're too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I don't like shut down at all. And
no,
I
like,
have...
we like get people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like, people are like, you're really warm and like, welcoming, and I'm like, great. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not like, like, you seem like really vibrant and open. And like, I feel like people at dog parks just like, you know, volunteer their life to you.
Literally
like,
just run up to me telling me their life story.
They're like, wow, you're so warm. Like, you have a great aura.
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably get that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you sipping on that ink kombucha.
On that booch.
Sipping on the booch. Do you drink? Yes, you do.
I drink booze. This
yes,
is a,
that's
a
right.
boozy booch.
Yes, that's right. I was like, I knew you drink because we were drinking.
Oh, And because remember,
we were drinking remember? At that party. Yeah.
Should we talk more about that party?
Yeah.
Because remember, you were drinking you didn't know you were drinking an NA.
Yeah, I was real pissed about that.
And I told you, and you had to find out halfway through.
Because it was like, oh man, I'm trying to catch up. It was one of those nights where I was like, I feel like getting drunk tonight. Do you ever have those?
Yes.
You're like, right now. Oh my God. Yes. Actually, I'm talking like, about this, I'm like, I could do it right now.
I know. I mean, this.
It's a boozy booch.
At four. It's just a can, and I'm a slow sipper.
Mm-hmm. I love to sip on whiskey or straight mezcal. Yeah.
Have you been to any of these lesbian? Have you been to Ruby Fruit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you
been to I have. Have you been to Lafay?
No. What's this one?
It's new in Echo Park, and okay. I didn't really know it was lesbian. My friend was like, "You want to go to this bar?" And we went, and it's the owner's lesbian.
Okay.
The bartender's lesbian.
Excuse me.
I said, "This is a lesbian bar for all intents and purposes."
Sapphically inclined.
Sapphically inclined. She came. The owner came right up to me and my friend, and said, "Would you guys come to a ladies' night if we had one?"
If you had one, you know that we need more spaces.
And I said, she just presumed we were WLW.
Yeah.
And that was flattering. Mm-hmm. As a femme, you know, I'm like, oh. And she was more so talking to my friend who's like more gay.
More butch. Okay? More like but, me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
We're, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Short, short hair. What?
We got
what?
Short hair. Yeah, we got another short hair in the mix. So when is it?
Well, I don't know. She said, when should it be? I said, we need another weekday one.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesdays, Thursdays are always good, I think. No?
I love a Wednesday, Thursday party.
Me too.
A Thursday night?
And it's like, if it's just like a night where it's like not, it doesn't have to be crazy. It's just like a night out of the week where we could go to a bar.
Yeah.
Around
Bar
others.
Flores. Bar Flores has a really fun one.
Oh. Is it lesbian?
It's a lesbian. It's run by like Damn Good Dyke Nights, I think.
Oh, cool.
Ruby Fruit they're doing more events. I saw. Oh. Let's talk to them. But we need more like chill hang vibes, dance if you want to.
Yes.
But like, go ahead.
Well, this is Lafay is like gorgeous inside. There's like plushy, what's the word?
Plush
seating with like velvet all around it, and then you could sit at the bar as well.
Oh my God, so you could really put on an outfit.
You could put on an outfit.
I love.
You can also put on like a model off-duty outfit.
I love an outfit. Right love now outfit. I'm not wearing an outfit, but I love an outfit.
So here's a life hack.
Go
as
ahead.
Well. Down the street. Okay, here's what you do. Get out of your car, you walk to Donna's. Brand new restaurant, lesbian coded. I don't know. Is lesbianism involved?
You know, I was thinking about Hot Donna's, and the rumor has it that Hot Donna stole a bunch of money.
Okay, yeah, no, not Hot Donna's.
Hot Donna's.
There's a restaurant, new restaurant called Donna's, and I feel
the energy is
the name alone. I don't know,
right?
But and the two people I know who went there are gay, and so that's the only reason. But I think that's gay.
Yeah, as a gay, I like to go to other gays' spots.
Well, it's a restaurant.
I love it.
So that's kind of cool. So here's what you do. You put your name in at Donna's. You head to Lafay for a drink or two. You go to Donna's for your dinner when they call you in an hour.
Right.
You eat your dinner. You go back to Lafay.
This is like a New York night.
Or you go up to Bar Flores. This is all within literally one block.
I didn't. Okay. So it's near Lowboy.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's turning into a whole, you could have a whole
we
night.
We have a whole night there.
Beyond. A New York night.
We're having a New York night. We have to plan this.
Yeah. We actually should just do it.
We actually just do this.
Yeah.
Right, okay, great.
You're
so
you're
we're going to have a New York night.
Yeah. We're going to have a New York
night. We're going to have a New York night. It's going to end at 2 a.m., but it's going to be a New York night.
Oh. And I love that
we
about
should,
LA.
You know what we need to do? We need to get Joanna involved. So we could have the afters at her house.
Absolutely. Then it's a New York night.
Then it's a New York night, buddy. I'm not driving anywhere.
We are Ubering. We're taking the metro.
Beep, beep. No.
No. Oh, sorry. No.
Absolutely. I'm always like a little like, ooh, like. maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I'll check out this metro. Like, I'm curious. And then when I look up the length to get anywhere, it's like always an hour.
But when you have time, the bus is so glorious. I love the bus.
You've taken the bus? I've been in LA?
I've taken the bus before.
Now tell, is it, because I moved, where did you move here from?
Atlanta. Well, I was in New York before here.
So you went from Atlanta to New York to here. So you're, okay, yeah, because I'm used to Chicago Transit, which I'm sure is a little amazing. Similar. Yeah. But whenever I visit New York, I'm like, oh, it's just cop on the.
Well, I mean, Atlanta has nothing.
Yeah.
And so.
Anytime you're anywhere with public transit, it's like.
I would say here is comparable to Atlanta, where it's bad, but I want to try. I'm like trying to make it happen. And so I'm trying to do it sometimes when I have an hour to kill.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll just do it this way.
Where are you taking the bus?
I've done it like three times.
Okay. Down and back? Down and back?
No, like three separate times.
Okay.
And I'll go to once I went to West Hollywood.
On the bus?
On the bus. It's a straight shot.
Sunset. Santa Monica.
Maybe transfer one time.
Wow. Did you read?
I read TikTok captions on my phone.
High five. Okay. So your ideal, we're planning a night. Mm-hmm. It's called what again?
New York night. Oh.
New York. La Fon. La what?
I'm like, our night's called New York night.
New York night. New York LA night.
Joanna's coming.
Joanna and her partner are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And
Sarah Tapscott.
Yeah. Has to be there.
Has to be there. We go to what? Mm-hmm. You go.
I think we should rent a town car.
a driver? Okay.
Like Mr. Big.
I think we should too. Or alternatively, we just get an Uber
X. Yeah. Uber XL. Yeah. Okay. Yep. 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 Okay. So we go to La what?
La Fay.
La Fay. Because I keep wanting to call it La Fonda because I just watched Napoleon Dynamite.
Wait. We have a La Fonda in Atlanta connected to the Fellinis. Have you been to Atlanta?
No. I'm talking about La Fonda is Kip's girlfriend.
Oh.
Or maybe I'm thinking of LaShonda.
It's LaShonda.
Yeah. So there's a La Fonda connected to a Fellini's?
Mm-hmm.
Did I make these restaurants up?
No, you nailed it. And I don't know how. It's a pizza place connected to a Cuban place. And it's heaven. Anyway, it doesn't matter, I thought. Okay, we'll go to La Fay. Right. But first, we put our name in at Donna's.
No reservations, right?
We could just make a reservation at Donna's, probably would be the easier way.
But, okay, what about this? We do you use Resy.
The Emmys are on right now.
Fuck!
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
What the fuck?
Do you need to go to watch the Emmys?
Hold on. How do we get them?
How to watch the Emmys.
I bet they start at 5. God bless it.
Do you know people at the Emmys?
Probably.
How to watch and stream.
Don't we all?
I know. NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox.
I mean, impossible.
Y'all don't make it easy.
It's so hard every time, and you think we'd be prepared. Every time I'm like, gotta download what app? Like, they act like
it's like, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. Who's winning? Emmys are television show, right?
Yeah.
Oscars are TV movies.
Yes, that's right.
I just want everyone to know that I'm editing this week's podcast, and I'm not editing out any of these bits. Any of these quiet moments, y'all, this is BTS, behind the scenes pod. This is behind the scenes. I should let you go. I mean, we've been on it for an hour.
I gotta hop off and figure
it out. Okay.
Wait, an hour? Flew by.
Well, I'll see you at Le Fleur.
La Fleur.
Le Fleur.
Donna's.
And then back to Le Fleur.
La Fleur.
Okay. Bye.
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 Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here.
Hello, everyone, y'all. And welcome to
we
another episode
of Y'all Gay.
I'm Ever Maynard.
So
I'm
let us Clayton. Ask you now, y'all gay.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.